So, and I appreciate your comments three or four times with Aaron. Just so everybody is really clear, that building plan is only to demonstrate that we can get all the ask on the piece of property that was available for us to build on. So it has, that's it. That's the only purpose of that plan. It is not in any way to say this is what we should do, can't, you know, it just gave us a starting point. So from that point, I just want to make sure people don't misunderstand what Crow was trying to put together for us. There's some things that were missing, and there's some things that need to be added, but just not directed at you, Justin. It's just, it was all
on the phone. It's just,
this morning, and I appreciate Chair Russell addressing it several times with Aaron, but I just want to make sure people understand it's just a starting point and just saying, you can do what you guys want to do. Now it's up to us to go back through and go through it.
You know, I mean, Aaron had an issue with the private bathrooms for back in, the more, what I would call the more controlled area. But maybe there's, and I think that there could be a reason to have those back there, and Tom and Justin and sure. Judge Weiss are going to be able to answer those questions for us, I think.
I would suggest that the city manager got out over his skis a little bit.
It's not his project.
And it's really not the forum for him to spend 13 minutes during that portion of the discussion. It also makes me understand why, for the past 15 years, the board has been unwilling to engage in this process. So we need to kind of be given some, and he can rest assured he will be removed from the discussion in the pages of it.
There were some good points, but I just want to make sure everybody, as we're going through this, understands what we're trying to get done here. So, anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
So we are a small part of it. That's the thing. We're trying to go first. We're small. Everyone else is a lot bigger than us. We've got a small little pie here. But I'm happy that we're having this discussion since, was the footprint, does it fit? That's basically the question. And what do we want to fit in there and how much? Right now, I'll be clear, there was not a district attorney office in the north end prior to me becoming district attorney. That was one of the focuses I wanted to do when I became district attorney. And I think it's been tremendous. Richard's primary office is in North End. He only comes up here quite a bit to meet with victims. While we are one county, it is much easier for people sometimes to go to Hermiss than it is to go to Happy. You know, again, I grew up, I never went to Boardman area growing up in Happy, South Dakota County. And so they are kind of separate. And so a lot of our cases, we meet with people up here. We meet with victims. I was just up, after we had court, I was doing meetings up here with witnesses and victims. And so that's kind of the issue. When we're looking at this, the question right now is this, I think we have four office spaces. Is this what we need now? No. This is like we're looking at 10, 15 years down the road. Type of thing. That's what we were asked to do. So if the idea was, what do we need at this moment? Mostly just still Richard and beyond. I think right now for office space going forward, it depends on if the office size increases. Another WDA, if there's an investigator, also for me going up here, more often having an office, splitting my time more might be important. That's kind of what we're looking at 10 to 15. The issue, one thing that Crow mentioned when we were having our meeting was the idea, and right now it's split in four offices. He mentioned, I don't know if that's the one, I think I mentioned this on here, is, well, could you do two larger offices that then later on could be split into? I said, well, if that actually saves money, then that's it. Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely, that's not an issue. Right now, with the two that can be split later, it's hard for me to think that actually saves money, but maybe, I don't really know. Depending on put a door in and stuff like that. But yes, that's an option. It's not listed here, but if they believe it could actually save money, absolutely. It does not need to be for right now. The question was the bathrooms. Depends how you do it. This is still a place where we would not have a receptionist as much here, right? So it's not an office like I would consider the main office we have for a planning department, Justice of the Peace. These are people will be coming in, they usually be brought in. Once they came to the lobby area for a meeting, that we probably bring them into our offices. So if there is a secure area, that's fine for us to be in. Bathrooms, really not a big deal for, I don't think for our office as much. If we need to go out to a public area, that should be fine. I don't see a big issue with it. I think it might have noted in here storage. We don't have a need for a separate large-scale storage office, like a separate room. Mostly, if we do have files, they can be locked in the office and find the cabinets. If there is a mention of that, that's not something I think we need at all. And what else? Only thing, and Richard pointed this out, so I'm going to say, Richard, this is you. It's the fact that he would like to have a window, if possible.
I don't think we'll have a window.
His primary office is going to be nice to have a window. So right now we're on the inside. And so I said, okay, Richard, I will ask that you have a window.
You know, envisioning the corner office.
Yeah. I said, a window. I'll be a pop. It might be a
sky 11.
In the mock-up, you've looked at their mock-up, we discussed it. So basically the way they have crafted it, even at this point, you're comfortable with.
There's not
any. And they've got, I think, showing four offices, but if those were like a large office with a wall and some storage and could later be made into two, you know, if approved down the road that it was necessary, or they could be made into an additional offices now and rent it out. Whatever the case.
That's an option too. I mean, it's always tough later on to try to convince the department that, hey, 10 years ago, they said that we grew, we were going to get this office back, you know. That can always change, but you're absolutely right though. I mean, and that's what it came down to. Yeah, I can use it for something else. Until they are, the space as it's laid out is to be grown into. If it is built as four separate offices, it'd be more, you know, work for the future. Right now, it is still used for Richard and a separate teleoffice for a victim assistant. Right now, absolutely, is a space issue. But the other two would be for future growth.
And if I might, I think Aaron suggested that moving all the sheriff's folks here was not a great idea. I struggle to find out why that wouldn't be a great idea. You know, if we can close some of the satellite offices that maybe aren't necessary. Coming from, and we'll talk to the sheriff obviously, but from the DA's perspective on a secure search room for vehicles, et cetera, what's your thoughts?
I wish I had more experience in it. I'm just trying to think of a case where that was done that we have. I mean, did we have a case where like a normal car that didn't have a case? Maybe Richie might have more with it.
We seized a couple of different cars, and what has been done is they've been taken to the city shops in Boardman. Stuff that's been on the north end. They'll take them to the city shops, or if it's been impounded, I think, can't remember the tow shop there, they've been allowed to just lock them inside the garage, whatever stores they had, so that they could be in a secured spot, mm-hmm. locked, put their evidence tape on the doors, whatever, and then put it in a controlled environment so they can do the search. Generally, they've seized it, they're writing a search warrant, and so they'll get a search warrant, they'll do the search like that. That's about all I can see what they do.
So right now they've been using the tow facility or the city of Boardman?
That's kind of what we've done the last few times.
Do they have a facility inside Boardman, or they just put in the lock gates in the back?
I think the city shops, I think they have.
Well, what I envision is,
I what they have
is when they find the car with the blood and challenges in it or whatever, then the officer says, you know, the tow truck came, I loaded it, I followed it all the way to the secure facility, it was put in there under lock and key, I sat on the stoop until detective so-and-so arrived. Is that neat? I mean, I would think you would prefer that as opposed to, you know, so-and-so towing took it and had it in their yard and you know, okay, so were there other people around, these kind of issues.
Yeah, I think when it's come up four or more, even if all these issues get raised more for, say, a homicide case or something else, and those you actually have those vehicles stored longer term in order to state police, because then you have a major crime team call out, so you'll have the resources of the state police. So those vehicles sometimes will end up, let's say, in Hermiston. At the state police facilities there in Hermiston, they have a larger garage. What the case Richard are talking about are a lot of cases, even drugs or anything else, where you'll have a vehicle seized, and the preference is always to, right now it's good, search warrant, boom, get it done in like an hour. But the way scheduling is working, everything else, sometimes the deputy will say, oh man, can I do this tomorrow? We hold off, maybe we're back on duty. And that's when the issue comes in, okay, getting it more secure in a, you know, kind of locking it down. But we have not had issues like that's been a tow shop where it's been secure. I haven't had an issue raised where they said, well, gosh, you know, on my drug case, it was tampered with or something else. I guess the argument could be made, I just haven't had it in our cases yet. But of course, I mean, it'd be something, well, how do you know for sure if it wasn't owned by you? You know, maybe the tow shop, shop owner kind of did the tape a little bit, looked through it, taped it back up. And that could be an issue that could be raised. It just has not been raised in the case today.
Yeah, I can personally see it. You need to have inside or climate controlled facility to search a car. I mean, especially this time of year in the spring, the wind does blow around here, and if you had to open and shut doors into a 30 or 40 mile an hour crosswind, there's a chance that stuff could get contaminated or lost. I've been around here long enough to know that you don't open both doors into a crosswind, no matter how clean you think the car is, whatever's in there is going to be gone. I mean, I can see the need for an enclosed facility to at least store them in while you're looking through them and trying to determine what's there and what's not there. But I don't know if the county needs to have that, if there's other services available from either Port of Police or tow company.
That or the example of, just being at what location we need to be. Yeah, because it's not like that, a service located issue, right? So it's not like, okay, we're reporting the services at this spot. It's more of a set storage. I don't know the plenty of the public works office buildings, things like that. I don't know what's used right now. I don't know if the South Indian has one being used. I just don't know.
In not to jump around, but the jury has to have its own restroom facilities. I think the judge,
she might mention, sir, I don't know for sure. I guess the issue is,
so my question is, if the sheriff's department brings, you know, the bad guy in or whatever, I don't think you want to be, can you take them just to the public facilities and things, or do you need kind of a...
Well, I mean, right now, it's in the court, when the defendant needs to use the restroom, he uses the restroom upstairs, which is still a public restroom.
Yeah.
I mean, they try to clear it out, but it's used upstairs. They also use the one downstairs to get people in trouble, but yeah, they use them once, whatever is needed. I will note that, yes, I think for most of the bathrooms in the courtrooms I've been at, I don't know if it's the requirement, but they kind of have their own bathrooms. It's usually more of a secure area. More the idea of during deliberations, where you're saying, okay, oh, we're deliberating a case, maybe that's after the case is done. After verbal testimony, you guys are talking about, what do we do in this case for like 6 hours or more? And you're going to use the bathroom. Well, people could be standing around still in the open courtroom. So if they walk out to the public restrooms, who knows who'd be out there trying to say something to them. You're not going to have usually the, because if you did it, you might have to have like a court employee kind of going with the person, make sure, hey, the bathroom clear. Okay, use the bathroom. All right, I'm going to go back out. That's why even in the certain courtroom right now, there's a small bathroom in the jury room. I think it's inhuman. I think it's terrible that anyone should have to use that bathroom. And I encourage my grand jurors to never use it. But it is in there. That's also why the judges in their chamber, which is by Judge Weiser, also has a small little dummy, have their own little bathroom too. So it doesn't surprise me that there might be a need for a bathroom. Now, yeah, it is off there. How often it's used could be one thing. I mean, how does it have to be the question is, if it's just for the jury, does it have to be a men and women's restroom? Does it have to be both? Can it be a single shared that just gets locked? Most likely that could be just a final option. I mean, since it's only that option only needs to be used when the jury is deliberating on a case. That's really about it. Or I guess when there's a jury called in. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be back in the like, just like how no one uses the restroom in the jury room in the courthouse right now, except for the jurors during jury deliberation.
Just right now, the DA's office has one office in Boardman.
Yes.
That's all. It's
we were We were told we were able to use the conference room, Judge Tallman's old office at one point, because we've been talking about a need for victim assistant office for a while. And so we were told that was going to work out. Ended up that not long afterwards, the health department took the space over. And so it had more than an office. And so Gianna's not in a space. Which is too bad, but she actually had grant funding to outfit an office. But we didn't have an office to put her in before. And so we just reapplied that later on. Right now it's only in one. It was going to be two, but that kind of fell through. Just business space issues. It's fair. So that's what we have. Right now it is just one.
You're easy. All you're asking for is a corner office.
We do need to consider removing the garage area. That's the helicopter pad. Right? See, I'm still waiting for the drug cartels to come in so we can do an asset forfeiture helicopter. It has not happened yet, but sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not very long, a lot of moving parts on the helicopter to keep it in the air.
That's a good point. Yeah. Gets you right to the front door a little bit easier.
As a pilot, you always think about, where can they do a forced landing if I have to? And so as a fixed-wing pilot, your glide slope is. And I want to tell you that a helicopter has to glide slope of a rock.
This, speaking of the car work, in all fairness, I want to visit with the sheriff, but I took out my colored pen and I would encourage you guys to, what I would consider excess or fat, the entry lobby that's roughly the size of this room, and I took my colored pen and took out a third of it and took out the carport and took out some of these other areas, and then there was some gray areas where we're having the discussion, but it got down to 14, 15 in a hurry, and so that's pretty valid. And all we have to do is get you a corner office.
And I think Judge Spicer is going to air probably her views on the courtroom and kind of how that was configured.
Yeah.
Because that was one thing, since I use the Justice Court quite a bit, how that was set in there, and I know it's preliminary, so there probably going to be some maneuvering, but just wasn't very workable. It appeared like they're given kind of this one side of the building, there's an entry, a waiting room, but the waiting room doesn't really access the courtroom very well. That doesn't make sense for using that space. There's bathrooms there, which do make sense if you're using that space correctly to then access the courtroom and access the Justice Court, and then perhaps that's an access point for our offices or for how people come in. But that middle section just seemed a little. I don't know. I don't have great suggestions how to reconfigure, but just for use, for our court use, that sort of thing, it didn't seem. It looks like it, maybe it's meant for that's kind of the waiting room for the Justice Court, but then access into the courtroom can come in.
How big is this room? I wish I had never terrible comparisons. We don't need to count tiles this time, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just being like
2,000.
It's big.
18?
I don't know. Okay, I wasn't sure. It's about the lobby size and then the large conference room there.
It actually is. This one may be half again the size of it. Or we have all the meetings at the Bartholomew
Building. Yeah. See, I think that the large meeting room at the Bartholomew Building is big enough for 95% of our meetings.
Yeah. Agreed.
Typically, when we hold county commission meetings, we don't have a lot of people. I don't think the planning commission has necessarily a large number of people. And on those rare occasions, when something like that's going to happen, there are other public meeting rooms in North Denton County that you can schedule. I don't think you build a 2,000 square foot meeting room when 500 square feet to meet 95% of your need. And when you need 2,000 square feet, get the video room, the theater room at the Sage Center, or they can go to Port Hall.
Any other questions for me?
The current dorm right now has four offices. So four offices plus five in Putnam, if I include the domestic.
So right now we have the one, two, I guess there's five, if you count, I would personally not count Richard's office and have yours in the space.
It's as big as mine, so.
Is it open or not?
I mean, so five plus, conceivably five, nine offices in Monroe County for the DA. I'm just pointing out that's nine offices for our DA in Monroe County.
And I think it's also interesting fact that how the county has the offices split up. I mean, how the services are offered in different areas. Like, if it was focused on just one, if we said, everyone, you're going to come to one spot. Our only offices are only in Heppner. That the main, all core functions, you have county office going to be one spot. It's different. I mean, it's just like you would tell county DA's office. They have to fully function staff all in the core in Hermiston and Pendleton. It's just, and most DA offices don't have to do that. It's because all the other DA offices generally have staff just work for certain coordinates. That's it. They don't worry about the justice court. They don't worry about things like that. In our circuit court, they don't worry about that. That's where their office is. Purpose is the only one having to deal with two different circuit court offices and fully doing that. So he has two different spaces in Pendleton and Hermiston. I feel we have the same type of aspect too, a little bit. We have to? No. I think that's a good question. I mean, if the services aren't needed by the North End individuals, we don't have to have office space out there. I think maybe grown accustomed to it. There's a huge benefit. I only hear about a good thing about having people out on the North End, but it's still a balance. We could change it and say, no, you still need to come down to Heppner. We're not going to provide the services out there.
But the services could be provided with one DA's office and one victim's assistance office.
If the office is not grow whatsoever.
If what?
If the office size is not grow. If there's not any other position, that's the interesting, that's the part. If there's, in 10, 15 years, if there's not another deputy DA position ever added, if there's not an investigator position ever added, then yes, two.
I appreciate your honesty and expectations in this. I'm not sure we got that from necessarily every department.
Agree. Of course, he has to run for election too, so.
not for another 5 years, actually.
Are you just sure, Tom?
No, four, but there was no one filed against me about a week ago. So I'm good for another. Wow.
You're just like Judge Booth. Sidebar, before you leave, briefly. I seen there was an opinion in the East Oregonian the other day from the undersheriff. And, you know, I support what he put out there on my behalf. Is there any challenge when, and if it's you or another elected official, I think it's different than if it's a member of staff, Carla, somebody, who goes writes an opinion and says, this is the county's approach. And it said in there, it's necessary or required for safety in Morrow County that we maintain SROs, and it's required for safety in Morrow County that we have 24/7 patrol. Now, it's kind of leading coming into the budget, which is fine, everybody can walk one way or another. But, if somebody wrecks in the middle of the night and we don't have anybody there, and they say, hey, Morrow County's position is that it's required for safety in your county.
Yeah, I mean, the fallback to that, that's always a position piece, more like the elected aspect, even though the undersheriff is kind of a, not an elected aspect, I suppose, but that's the position, is that just like anything I can say, is like, it's required in this county that we have, I can say it right now, I can do a penny piece. It is required that we have three deputy DAs, two investigators, two victims assistants, to handle public safety in Morrow County is required. It's not my fault the county commissioners don't see the importance of that and don't care about you as citizens, but I believe that's the important part. I know it's required. I was elected to do that. That is the spin aspect on it. So that's how I consider most of those sometimes is a, it's a good, strong position piece. Now, there's always wishes and wants. You know, what you say is required, but fiscally, that's always an aspect too.
Well, there's always the thought that an administrator with a I did not read the other one yet, so I don't know.
Okay. Okay, it's pretty good. It's good.
Except we're small, we don't have huge needs.
So you think two offices is enough for you? So if we look forward 15 years in the future, and Morrill County right now is about 12,000 people, and 15 years in the future, we're going to be 20,000 people. Two offices is still enough?
I think so. Okay. I think so. If you look back over the course of the history, not that that tells us everything, but the course of the history of this department, they've had no more than three staff for 40 years. Chairman for 30, me for 10. So, I mean, occasionally there's a grant position that comes in and that adds. And that's always something to consider. But right now, the way the setup is and the way I envision, I don't see us growing beyond where we are right now. Having two of us that are, instead of just one of us, is doubling what we've done historically here. So,
so we're getting 25.
I'm happier than maybe slot. All right.
Well, because then you have conceivably five offices to serve the county, because you have three in Hefner.
Two.
Well, Leanne's in an office.
Three set. Okay.
Work seven.
Okay.
So you have conceivably five workstations.
Okay, that's better. I can understand workstations better than office, but yeah.
So if you don't want to be next to the Justice Court people, who would you want to be next to? Or, I mean, if we're going to move this you around or potentially have reconfigure this, is there better departments to be near?
I don't know. We certainly have been, we've had no issues with being next to the DA. That's worked out well for us.
So you get the window and... Rich is back.
I don't need a window. Get in the corner office. Just give me an exit so I can get out.
You need an entry exit, so do you need your own entry?
I would prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one down there to the left, if you're looking at this, does that suffice?
That is an entry and exit?
Yeah, that's
yeah, right. And that, I thought I saw that.
Okay. You just don't want to come through the lobby.
Right. I don't want juveniles coming through
public
or the justice. You know, court or anything like that. I want them coming in one location because they're going to miss it anyway because they always do. But
right. Okay. Perfect. So secure, separate entrance.
Public restrooms, okay?
Yeah, that's what we use now. I mean, in a perfect world. Well, it's not even, it's really public because it's not even on our side, it's on the public health side that I drag the kids through if I'm going to UA them. Everybody knows what we're doing, which is a little, I don't care, kids sometimes do, but they're walking through a cliff cup, people have a pretty good idea of what's up.
So, you send the UA analysis out to get out to have somebody else process it, or we process it ourselves?
Most of the UAs I use are the instant. If I get into a situation where it's contested, then we send it to a lab.
Okay.
And then the kids, if they end up, basically I tell them, if the lab confirms what the test says, then you're in denial and you're paid for it. If for some reason our instant test is wrong and the lab says, no, you're clean, we'll pay for it. Which I've had one time.
Yeah, I have a lab.
Well, I was pretty sure that's what happened here too.
kid that we was likely to be a marijuana user came out clean. The kid that was a likely never have done anything like that came out very good. And so anyway, we instantly retested him on. I believe it just, this was 20 years ago, and they're just coming out with some tests. So, and he was clean then, and now it doesn't get clean in a couple days. So.
Right. We still occasionally switch babies, so
yeah.
I suppose if that happens, the urine getting switched around is pretty good too.
Well, you're easy too.
I am.
I tried to shuffle the deck and not make it all.
Yeah.
Easy ones, but didn't work out that way.
Fingers,
hand, choosers. Training and stuff, yep.
Again, I appreciate just the being realistic, and we all have to pay attention to the tax dollars. I appreciate that you're thinking that way. What's realistic for your needs? So thank you. Another side note, not to go into it other than mention it, are you due up your update in the near future sometime to court the juvenile update?
What's today, March?
Second Wednesday.
Are you?
Are you quarterly?
Should be.
Quarterly. Are you coming up? Okay.
Yeah.
I would just mention to bring, you know, all of what's going on. We've had big changes to juvenile, not to get into the weeds because it's off topic. And how we deal with juvenile. Just if you could plan to spend some time talking about the overall culture and how that's working for you and what we need to be engaged on, I would love to see that happen in that conversation. So.
Okay. I'll think about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And who you just made a hire, I think you mentioned it the other day, but who was it again?
Sherry Wright is her name. You were talking to her out.
That's over. Okay. And she was originally from this neighborhood.
Lexington.
Way back in the day.
Yeah. She went to Hampton.
Oh, okay. Graduated.
Actually, I think she graduated in a different area, but she went, she grew up like through her sophomore year.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I think it was Colbert for sure. Colbert, I want to say she graduated.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Is
what's good?
Is that her maiden name?
No. I think her maiden name is Sealer. Is that right?
Sherry Sealer?
Sherry Sealer? I want to say Sealer.
Yeah, I had a nice visit that morning. I just went in to get my book or whatever and sat down and started drinking and started to do
it. I thought maybe you knew her.
No, she seemed like a real sharp cow.
Yeah, so.
Good leader.
She's a duck.
Oh, and then she did seem like she had some charm.
No, no, we don't talk about that.
I'm glad it's recorded.
Thanks.
Which we all love, Jordan does.
That's right.
Are we done with Paul?
Yeah. I think for now. Okay. Just trying to be realistic over the needs over the next
right. Well,
20, 30 years.
The reason I was asking is because my office currently has a part-time person, and you know, for a gatekeeper, which I have here, this was part of my concern, is I have a gatekeeper in the front that does come through the county, and that's been really helpful for my office because some people show up unannounced. I have a lot of walk-ins. I also have a number of people that show up half an hour early. So if I'm with somebody else and if I go over, then they're stuck sitting in the waiting room. So there's a locked door between my office and the front. And so it kind of keeps people contained and they're not knocking on my door and interrupting me.
I could see, you know, even when we looked at the configuration of the, and it looked like there was a kiosk or something in the lobby where people entered, and I could see, you know, somebody there being kind of a catch-all, doing clerical from, you know, the various offices that are there to maybe reduce, you know, a secretary in planning and one in this department, we kind of coalesced into a, you know, kind of a catch-all gal up front, so that's...
Well, I guess this was kind of... That was a question that I
had
to throw. That I said, you know, where is, who, what department is this? And he goes, oh, we just threw that in there. It's like, oh, okay. Because I kind of had in my mind a gatekeeper such as Gabby would be with the court, just being somebody that was there that could direct traffic.
Right.
And, you know, people, and I certainly explained to them that I don't need my own dedicated waiting room, which it appears that I got.
Good.
And I don't need that. I'm happy to share a waiting room, and I would like, the only other thing that I would really like is another exit door out of the office for safety purposes.
So you actually cut some stuff. You saved us some money right there.
Well, I mean, I guess my thought was if there were other people that were needing a part-time person that we could share a gatekeeper person.
Yeah,
right. I'm fine with that. And I was surprised that they put me on the public side because I was even okay with being on the court side, actually.
So when you mentioned an exit door, do both offices need an exit door or just the one?
Probably just one.
Because you have clients in just one, assumingly.
I think that we mentioned before some of the concerns, and it's not just veterans, but it's people in general are kind of becoming a little bit more.
Do you currently have an exit escape door?
No. And that was one of the things that ODBA had mentioned would be a good idea. And again, I'm used to this. I don't have a problem with it. I really like the way the building is set up for me now because I do have a gatekeeper out front. We do have private bathrooms, which I really appreciate. I don't like my window. The only complaint I have really is the air when we have a door shut and we're with people that don't raise their hand. So it's an air quality issue. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm box of Lysol.
And currently within the county, you have just one office, which you are actually sharing with yourself at half.
Mm-hmm.
And that office would be foregone to move into a new building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you recognize it or not, but before I was in the office room that Bobby now has, and some of my people would stand outside in the wind and the weather, and there was no bathroom for them to use. And,
you're in the system center building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's close enough.
Yeah, it was really not good at all. And I've had some interesting experiences with people peeking in my windows and, kind of doing some odd things. I work with a number of people with mental health issues. So for me, it's a safety issue having the, additional people around. So
if you've heard me, I've talked to Tom, Justin, if our county does grow, 12,000 to 20,000 people in the next 15 years, you see a need for more office space than what we've allocated. We've got for two offices, and right now it's you and a half-time person, but do you think that would be adequate?
I think two office spaces would be adequate. Are there any other questions? I was really surprised, I have to tell you, my office space looks huge compared to planning, and I felt really bad about that because I thought, oh my gosh,
I think we confused yours with Carla.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
No, because there's a lot more there. But again, it just seemed like an odd use of space, especially when I think they missed the gatekeeper part that I was hoping for. And when I talked to Matt, I said, what is that little protrusion out there? And he goes, oh, I didn't put that in there. So I didn't know who, it didn't seem like there was a person really to fill that space. And again, I'm happy to share a gatekeeper person. And
no, right now the city area provides you a gatekeeper.
Yeah. And that it's really a convenience for the veterans as well, because they recognize that she's called back and told me that they're waiting. And so I'm aware that they're there. And if they have to wait a few minutes, I just tell them I'm going to be 15 minutes or I'll be 3 minutes or, an approximate time, and then they're all set there. They're not wandering and knocking on my door. Because when we had the other door open when they were working on the library building, I had people just burst in when I was with veterans, and I actually had to lock the door sometimes. Anyway, it's a convenience for them as well.
So one quick question. You said you don't... Did you prefer to be on the other side with the DA and the sheriff's office, or are you good with either
that
side?
That would be fine to be on the other side, I think.
There's no preference?
For security reasons.
Oh, so you do prefer to be on the other side.
I think that may be the best for security reasons.
Okay.
But again, right here, right now, I'm not on that know, I don't have that site, so I'm okay with it.
Well, but you have a locked door, which is nice.
I do, and that's helpful.
Okay.
So, anyway, that's about it. Any other questions for me?
No, I don't have any. Again, thanks. We'll get the easy card today.
Yeah.
Miss Carol said about that.
No. So Judge Spicer's usually, but she has training, so she couldn't be here today. Yeah.
So do you need a microphone?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
So if you're in a space that includes more people, which the team with this would be,
thank you.
Including sheriff's office, how big a priority is your own exit door, given that scenario?
Oh, I don't need an exit door to outside.
Just two doors to the office.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought you meant out.
No, kind of like Justin has his office at the courthouse.
Okay, I'm just sort of an exit to another room.
Scratch that off my chest.
Yeah, when they come, thank they come you. In and stand by the door and they've got all their yelling and screaming, they got all these challenges, she can say, just a minute, I let me get you. Then they step out the side door.
Gotcha.
And lock it. So they can't fall.
Which would be nice to work with your assistant anyway, so that, yeah, sure. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, there's only going to be so many entrances and exit doors.
Well,
so, yeah.
And those become a security problem all their own, so that's, thank you.
Yeah. It's interesting, like the Bartholomew, and I walk down to lunch, and you come back, and there's eight doors down there, but they all are secured, so you have to go up and around. They're all just exit doors, and I think at this point, so.
And just to clear something up, when Matt and I had a conversation, he was pretty adamant about me not having a printer in my office, and it's like, I need a printer because I hand people paperwork and I can't walk away from them and leave them in my room.
And his personal stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, we've got a great way you can print down the hall. And I said, that's fine. I don't mind doing that for some things, but you're not taking my printer. So I'm happy to, you know, to work with a smaller printer at my desk and do whatever needs to be done with that.
And that's fine.
That's just one of those, you know, that's fine. We were just there.
It's not
yes.
Like that.
Two meetings in under 3 hours.
Yeah.